Today is Thursday, January 14th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I had an idea, and I'm not sure if I've shared this on the show or not, and I don't know if you guys would be interested in this. So, because I don't have really any content today at all, I'm going to throw the idea out there, and then I would like some feedback from you guys to tell me if you would be interested in this. So I was thinking that on days when I don't have much to talk about, and I know that's pretty much every day, but I mean the days when I sit down at the mic and I think, oh my God, I have negative 20 things to talk about. Nothing's going on in the world. I can't ramble about some horrible thing that's going on in the world. I ate leftovers of something I've already talked about in the recipe realm. There is nothing to talk about. So I thought one thing I could do is I could collect stories from my childhood and my teenage years and my college years and et cetera, et cetera. Although I don't know how many of those I would remember. So I would, if I do this, I would have to sit down and write out and think of, okay, what are some memorable things that happened to me when I was a youngin? You know, what are some memorable, because I don't remember a lot. As I get older, I remember less and less and less. And I'm sure the things that I remember are not even right. I probably don't even recall them correctly. But if you guys were interested in hearing a little bit about my upbringing and my college years and all that, some of you who've been listening to my podcast for years and years and years may know everything there is to know about me. But there are probably some new listeners who don't know all of my backstory and all of that kind of stuff. So I don't know if you guys are interested in that, just on days, a day when nothing was going on, I might throw in a, here's a story from my childhood sort of thing. So I don't know if you guys have any thoughts on that, let me know. But I'll just go through my normal routine here in recording the show. So yesterday I edited the show. I'm still doing more testing on this streaming switch that I'm going to make. It will also, this new software that I want to use will also notify on Discord when a live show starts. So another one of my goals is that for those who are in the Discord, we would have notifications in certain channels when a new show starts, and that would be automatic. We would record all the live shows so we have a backup recording if anybody needed it. There's also a web interface so that if you don't have the streaming software and you need something simple, there's a way to go to a particular web page and stream directly from the web page. And there's all of these features there that make it a lot better for us. It also supports HTTPS, which is the reason the link on the website right now is just a link and it's not a player, is a really technical reason. The website is HTTPS, but our current stream is not encrypted. It's not SSL. And their Chrome especially does not allow mixed content, meaning a mixture of SSL and non-SSL stuff in the same page without giving you errors. Now, they've been making changes over the past few years to really force websites to do HTTPS instead of HTTP, and that's one of them. That's the reason we have the link instead of the player. This new software will stream HTTPS and it solves that problem. So I can put a player back on the website with a play button and everything will work as it's supposed to. So anyway, I did some more experimenting around with that while I was recording. I streamed live on that while I was recording just so that I could listen back to it and see how the recording sounded. And it sounded pretty good. Sounded good. I didn't really have any issues with it. The the website streamer is not as good a quality as if you use a program. If you download, for instance, the Butt broadcasting program that we use, or if you're on a Mac, if you use, I don't know, whatever it is. If you use the website version, I found that the quality is not quite as good, but for ease of use, it's easier for those people who are not technical and don't know how to install stuff on their website, on their computer and stuff like that. Anyway, so I did some testing on that. I did not feel like cooking yesterday at all. And I hadn't used many of my Weight Watchers points for lunch yesterday, so I decided to eat leftover soup that I had made on the weekend for Throwing Down. We make a recipe every time before we record Throwing Down, and I had made a chicken and orzo soup that didn't have very many Weight Watchers points anyway, other than the orzo, because pasta does have points. There are points in pasta, but we had that. I had that left over from the weekend, so I warmed that up and made a chicken salad sandwich to eat with it. So we had a soup and a sandwich. So no new recipes from last night. I just didn't feel like cooking. And yeah, we just watched Big Bang Theory all night. We're now in the past 2 months. I don't know exactly how long we've been watching Big Bang Theory, but it seems like it's only been a month or two. So I'll say at maximum, maybe we started in November. We're already all the way to season 9. And there are only 12 seasons, but I know that's a lot. But we've been chewing through them so fast that I think in the next couple of weeks we're going to be done, and then we're not going to have a filler show to use when we run out of stuff to watch. We watch a lot of TV. And I sat on the couch while watching Big Bang last night, and I did some programming stuff for another Pride 48 thing that I'm working on. So it was Pride 48 Technical Palooza last night. Today I've worked. It's been a very busy week. I've had meetings almost all day long every day. And so we're doing a bunch of planning for the year, because Walmart's fiscal year starts February 1st. So January is always a big planning time where we're saying, okay, these are the big major goals we have for the entire year. And so we've been working on that, which involves a lot of meetings with a lot of different people to figure out what we think we can actually accomplish, what needs to be done, all that kind of stuff. And I decided I had some frozen meat. I had some frozen pork chops and some frozen chicken in the freezer. And I decided I had asparagus I needed to use, so I decided we would have sous vide pork chops and asparagus and sweet potatoes for dinner tonight. So that will be a simple thing. So I filled up the sous vide tub, or whatever you want to call it, and started that going so I could get the water up to temperature. And then around 3 o'clock this afternoon, 3:30, I threw the pork in there. I didn't really throw it, but I put the pork in there. And the asparagus is super simple. You just roll it around in some olive oil and balsamic vinegar and put it under the broiler for 10 to 12 minutes. And the tips get nice and blackened and crispy. And it's a really good flavor, and the balsamic vinegar adds a lot of flavor. And sweet potato, I'll probably just bake those before I do the asparagus. And then I'll use stevia and cinnamon to sweeten and, you know, make kind of a cinnamon potato. So, and that should all be fairly low points. I think the potatoes will be the highest amount of points, because sweet potato does have points in it. And then only one more day before the weekend, and this weekend is going to be not fun, because the Christmas lights folks came on Monday or Tuesday and removed the lights from the roof. And I told Mark, when they come and do that next weekend, that's when we're going to remove Christmas. So that means this weekend we're going to be taking down the Christmas trees and all the stuff on the inside. Ugh. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.